How has the environment around the canal changed over time?
I think there's a lot more volunteers involved, like the nature reserve by the canal, Parstard Lane. They've done some wonderful jobs there. They've really cleaned it up. They've put lots of wooden boarding around it so you can walk right the way round. They've built bug habitats and habitats for different animals to try and encourage them back, and planted plants that attract different animals. So that's great. There's a lot more people involved, making people more aware of it on Facebook and on Twitter and things like that. I've seen mink down in Ardling, which is a bit worrying, black mink. And we've had ducks, geese, swans, voles, as Jensen knows, because he caught one the other day. I've seen rabbits. So, yeah, it's, and herons. It's quite a busy place. I'll tell you what we did see last time we went on holiday a couple of years ago. Was it was very, very hot summer, and in the middle of the canal there was a herd of cows, and they were all in the canal in the water, and we had to slow right down and stop until they moved out the way. They were having a lovely time. But mink, probably, I was quite surprised to see mink in Ardling, me and a couple of the other parents down by the wharf, and then a lot of people's chickens locally went missing, and ducklings and things like that. I haven't seen one for a few years, so.
It hasn't changed much. The canal width and the depth, it's the depth that's changed because it needs a lot of maintenance, but it has to be dug out. You get a silt that forms at the bottom, which, to use the normal expression, the bottom very often is too near the top. In other words, it's not deep enough, but and it has to be taken out at regular intervals. But apart from that, canals don't change much.
More built up, because we've had at least two estates built that affect the canal, and, well, three really, two the other side of the road. And they more regularly cut the towpath and things like that, because it's more used nowadays. They made up the towpath and it's used more by people travelling backwards and forwards. But apart from that, it hasn't changed a great deal.
It's got wilder in places, and in other places they've cleared it and it's become very commercial.
In the 70s it was quite clogged up. There was a lot of weed and you couldn't really see where the canal was and where the footpath was. But in the 1980s, they decided to clean it all out, and then it was really nice. And it's been nice now for the last 30 years, but it has got clogged up now over the years.
But we've now got a new footpath that links it all through, and that makes it more accessible and now well maintained. Now there's hedges and that are looking good.
Mm.
And hopefully now they've cleaned this direction out, it'll be easy to access and to look around it.